Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that sucked.
You know, Dusty, let me just tell you
something.
You lost
to this guy. Duval.
That guy right there just coached his team to a victory over Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. And,
Duval.
I can't remember the last time I've actually been like legitimately pissed at a game, right? The Super Bowl, I wasn't pissed. I was resigned to the fact, hey, we got our asses kicked, got motorboated in that game, and there's nothing we could have done about that one. But last night's game was the ultimate, I think, when you look at it, like, come on, man, like 13 penalties in that game. Harry Butker with a kick out of bounds. Chris Jones standing around scratching his ass, and you know the team ends up blowing a 14-0 lead and loses a game that we talked about the opportunity yesterday for them, and they blew the opportunity. They just blew it yesterday, and for the first time in probably the Patrick Mahomes era, I'm waking up after a game. I'm pretty pissed off today. I'm going to be honest with you. Pretty pissed off the way that game went down last night.
Yeah, it was the way I would describe that. That was a puke job.
Yeah,
that was a. You ate your meal way too fast, and then you threw up everywhere. I thought I'd seen it all from Twitter, from fans that were down bad after that. A bad loss.
Terrible loss last night. That's an unacceptable loss last night.
There will be no sugarcoating when it comes to the day of at least this show, and I know Alex Gold is pissed.
No, he is down bad. He even texted the text line. He's so down bad, right?
He texted me last night. Good night. Pathetic loss. Butker's a disgrace. I said, where the hell did this come from? It's 10:30. You know my ass is in bed.
Yeah, 10:30. I mean, that was well after the game ended last night, Alex.
But here's your guys' people text line. Because I try to be the people's champ here for you all. This is from your people text line. It's over.
Oh, what?
The season. It's officially over. We are now worse than the Raiders. Maybe we can package Mahomes into a multi-number one pick trade since we will be picking in the top 10 in next year's draft with only 6-7 wins this year.
Oh, 6-7 wins. I like that. So are we joking when we say 6-7 wins?
Yeah.
Is that a joke text, or is that the way that somebody down bad in their feelings are this morning?
They want to trade Mahomes for multi-number one picks.
That's right.
And then they want to pick in the top 10 since this team will be absolute ass.
Right.
We're going to give you a pretty much a look at what this team can do, because I'll tell you right now, they got 3 losses left on their schedule.
That's about it if you're going to make the playoffs, yeah.
And this is going to start looking really familiar to that Royals season that we went through this entire season, where there were games they should have won that they didn't, and at the end of the season, they're out of lives. They have to win, you know, towards the end. Another one. These people apparently know who we are. I'm sure you guys will come up with a way to deflect Mahomes losing the game for Kansas City because you're all still living in the past.
Yeah.
No, I'm living in the future.
All right. Mahomes did not lose.
That's a Bruce Springsteen song, by the way.
Mahomes did not lose that game for Kansas City. I'm going to credit that linebacker Lloyd, who's been a beast all season long, and God love that kid. They didn't pick up his fifth year option, so he's playing for a contract this year. I think he's probably earned one. Go back and watch that play where Patrick Mahomes got intercepted. I thought Patrick Mahomes was really good last night. I thought the play, the actual play was good. The ancillary stuff is what we're going to talk about, and that's the stuff that pisses you off. 13 effing penalties in a game last night, a kickoff that goes out of bounds, number 95 standing around watching as the quarterback's lying on the ground, making no attempt to go get him. Very bad game for Chris Jones. Getting very frustrated with him right now. Aaron Donald doesn't do that kind of stuff. What we saw last night was a very, very, very bad type of performance from a mental side of things too. And a lot of that, you know, you got to go back and say, were you prepared for this game? Because it sure didn't look like it with all of the penalties that were committed by this team last night. But, I mean, you're talking about trading Patrick Mahomes, somebody on the text line is, because who are you going to get right now in the top 10 that's
Arch
better
Manning.
Than Patrick
yeah.
Mahomes? Yeah, Arch Manning, yeah. he's done great this year. So, trade Patrick Mahomes. But last night, terrible. There's just no other way to describe it. It was a golden opportunity to take advantage of everybody else losing. And you're right, Dusty. It's like the Royals. Everybody else lost, and so did you. And you didn't capitalize on that opportunity, and you didn't take advantage of what was right there in front of you last night. It's a blown chance, and really the first time we've seen this in the Mahomes Reed era, too.
And the other side of the coin is that you have to give credit to the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
They took advantage of the mistakes that you made as a Chiefs team, because you intercept that ball with 5:55 left in the first half, the game is over.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the game is over. Even if you go down and get three, it's 17-0. The vibes are still up. You have a shutout in the first half. You have the ball back in the second half. And even if you get 3 points on your first possession at halftime, the score is 20-0. But Jacksonville gets credit because they did not fear the Chiefs.
Nope.
And that is a narrative that is now officially open and out. Nobody, and I mean nobody, has the fear of the Kansas City Chiefs anymore. Proof was last night. We saw Trevor Lawrence stick it out. We saw Trevor Lawrence stick it to the Chiefs. We saw a rookie head coach in Liam Cohen not get shattered or buckle down. Nothing like that. They stuck with it.
Yep.
Full credit to the Jaguars.
Absolutely.
There are no excuses today for the Chiefs. They lost that game. They were worse in the second half. They pouted. They cried. They bitched and moaned. Their big defensive tackle that some people will defend and some people will not quit on that last play.
He did.
He literally, there is video proof
right.
of him walking around, especially while their quarterback is in the fetal position on the ground, and Chris Jones is just lollygagging.
Yep.
Is a word my dad used to always use. Lollygagged on that last play. Your kicker that's been there for the entire run of this dynasty kicked the ball out of bounds and gave Jacksonville a very, very short field with a 40-yard line start.
It's hard for your defense, too, when your kicker's kicking it out of bounds like that. You know, I hate to steal a line, and I was thinking about this when I went and grabbed this coffee this morning, because it's been a quick turnaround for us, and so maybe we're riding a little on fumes and other stuff at this point in time. But, I'm done with Butker. This guy has been a major player in all three losses for the Kansas City Chiefs this year. He is no longer a special kicker, Dusty. We were texting last night, out of the garage after that one. And I said, look, he's nothing special anymore. Everybody has a kicker that can nail a 60-yarder, right? Like hitting a 60-yard field goal is commonplace in the NFL at this point in time. Harrison Butker has been involved in all three losses this year for the Kansas City Chiefs. A kicker. And I know he's won a lot of games for this organization, but you know what happens? Guys get old. They lose their fastball. Harrison Butker right now is that closer who was great for 3 years. You bet on him in year four, and my God, he can't find the plate right now. That's Harrison Butker right now. I am tired of watching a kicker go out there and screw things up. Again, he's done great things for this community. He's done great things for this football team. He ain't doing it now. And Jack Cochran, did they let him back from Jacksonville, or did they just cut him in the locker room after the game? Because I'm not saying to be the New York Jets, Jets, but Aaron Glenn has cut two players in 5 weeks already because they messed up and had bad plays on special teams. That Jack Cochran, man, two penalties? Two holding penalties that took back big returns? Come on, dude, you can't be doing that. I would support the Chiefs cutting that guy today.
Yeah, somebody says number 43 needs to be cut. And look, I think this is one of those things where I don't know if this is the loss that, makes them change their output on the season, because that was a loss that at the end of the day, you look in the mirror and it's self-inflicted.
100%.
You drop the interception at the end of the first half.
And that at that time, too, Dusty, sorry to interrupt, they had just gone on a 97-yard drive and took a 14-0 lead at that point. That interception would have broken the back of Jacksonville.
It's over. I mean, literally,
instead, they get in the end zone.
I truly believe that it's over. We're getting a lot of text saying that Chris Jones has deleted his Twitter account.
Really?
So he's gone off the grid.
I mean, that's childish. Let's just call it. You're an adult. You're deleting your Twitter account in 2025? Hell, I deleted Facebook in 2020. Well, they told me I was gone. But
so,
but that's childish, man. Deleting your Twitter account after a loss.
And then the interception, that was the pick six, the 99-yard pick interception for a touchdown. Yep. That was That was it right there. That was when I saw that, and that kind of gave me the vibe of the playoff game when, you know, Mariota throws the ball off Darrelle Revis's head, and he catches it himself and scores a touchdown. Andrew Luck, butt fumble, scores a touchdown. And I think the one thing that, if we're going to be honest here, this team, when they face adversity, are their own worst enemy.
No doubt.
And you've seen it on every level of sports, whether you have kids in sports, you have whatever. You might have a kid that's a really good athlete, but when they get in their own head, you know it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Whether your kid is a pitcher in baseball or whether your kid is a basketball player or a football player, and they're a good athlete, you know they are. And then all of a sudden, it's over because they're mentally, they've checked out. And that's what this team does. We've seen it with Kelsey before on the sideline. We've seen it with Chris Jones before. And that team last night got angry at themselves. I mean, they literally were leading in every single sort of stat category there was. They led in turnovers. They led in time of possession. They led in first downs. Mm-hmm. They led in all of this stuff. And, I mean, I can go through it, man.
Now, also led in penalties, too. If you
13
know. for four for Jacksonville.
Their penalty yard looked like a wide receiver stat line, 13 for 109 on penalties.
You take that for a wide receiver any day. That's
100%.
Good. Yeah.
So you look at time of possession. The Chiefs had the ball for 32 minutes. Jacksonville had it for 28. Fumbles lost. Jacksonville won. Chiefs none. Punt average. Chiefs punted more. Interceptions thrown is a tie. They had 3 sacks. Jacksonville had 0. Chiefs had 476 total yards. Jacksonville had 319. Chiefs had 318 passing yards. Jacksonville had 210. The Chiefs, who can't run the ball, ran the ball for 158 yards. Jacksonville, whose number one threat is a running game, ran for 109. 50 of those were Trevor Lawrence, basically. The Chiefs never went for it on fourth down, another topic that you could have. Jacksonville, yeah. 0 for 1. Third down efficiency, they tied, 5 of 9. Chiefs first down, 26 to Jacksonville's 21. At the end of the day, the reason they lost this game was because of bonehead mistakes like kicking it out of bounds and having 13 penalties for 109 yards.
And that's what it comes down to. There's nothing else that it comes down to. The Patrick Mahomes interception, watch Lloyd on that play. He disguised that brilliantly. That was a brilliant move by him. And, you know, I know people are mad, and we always want to blame our guys. But as Dick Vermeil told me, and I was thinking about this today, there are 11 other guys that are paid to kick your ass. They're paid professionals. They kicked our ass. And the one thing that we've never really had to talk about with this team is how you handle losing and how you handle adversity. They've never had to deal with that stuff, right? And when they do have to deal with that stuff, they're not the best. We'll see what happens. This could be the Tennessee game from this first Super Bowl run. This could be the Raider game from Christmas Day where you suffer this loss. I don't know why I'm doing Mel Kiper again. But you know, those are the type of losses that we've seen in the past where they've rallied around and said, all right, enough is enough. And we may have gotten that one last night because you've nailed it all morning long in the first 12 minutes. The Chiefs did not get beat by Jacksonville. The Chiefs got beat by the Chiefs last night, and Jacksonville took advantage of it.
Coming up on the other side, I'll give an analogy to what that loss felt like. Plus, there's no time to dwell in this loss. It is a quick turnaround because those Detroit Lions are coming right around the corner in Arrowhead, and it should be interesting to see where this team goes in the next 4 days. We'll discuss more of that, plus we'll check into the library at 6:30 here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A little stat for you. Andy Reid's 18 losses, playoffs included, in games his team led by 14 or more points are the most for any coach in NFL history.
Well, he has coached 35 years in the NFL.
Next highest is 12 with Chuck Knox, Shula, and Dan Reeves.
Oh, God. A lot of good ones. They're all Hall. I think that, well, I don't know if Chuck Knox is a Hall of Famer. Dan Reeves should be in the Hall of Fame if he's not in the Hall of Fame. And then who was the third one you said there? Chuck Knox, Dan Reeves, Shula. And Don Shula, obviously in the Hall of Fame. So
yeah, bad loss, self-inflicted loss.
Yep.
And credit to the Jags, who did not run away with their tail between their legs. They stuck it out. They knew they were still alive. Chiefs gave many opportunities. So a full day of just dissecting this loss. And I think where I went towards the end of the night before the eyelids were shut was, this felt like deja vu of the Cincinnati AFC Championship loss.
I got a friend that texted me the exact same thing, so you're not alone on that one.
And I think some people got the comparison mixed up, because the reason why I say that is because a lot of people kind of went back to the Raiders loss on Christmas Day. You were never in that game.
No, that game was...
That game was a trash pit from the start.
Right.
The Cincinnati game and that game last night were very similar, because Mahomes was on a different level of anybody on the field.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs were leading. The Chiefs were in control. And then one thing didn't go their way. And in that Cincinnati game, it was that play at the end of the half that Tyreek didn't get in the end zone. And then the rest was obviously there in the proof in the pudding that it just kind of just fell apart. And in that game last night when they didn't get an interception, Jacksonville scored to make it 14-7. You go to halftime, 14-7. You get the ball back. You don't score. It's 14-14. And then it's just who's going to have the ball last. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for the Chiefs last night, the Jaguars had the ball last. They went down and scored. Trevor Lawrence didn't give up. That team fought. They're now 4-1. The Chiefs are now 2-3. And you've got a whole uphill battle to go if you want to be a playoff team. Not an AFC West division winner. Nothing like that. Because last night, in cold cut form, that was a wasted opportunity. And in my opinion, you only have to be able to afford three losses the rest of your schedule. And oh, by the way, your next four games are Detroit, the Raiders, the Commanders, and the Bills.
Yeah, and it's time to turn this thing on, and it's time to get healthy right now. I will say there is one good thing, Dusty, coming from this loss. The Chiefs did score 28 points yesterday, so you know what that means. You're going to get 28 cents off per gallon of gas at Hy-Vee when you spend $28 or more on groceries today, so get into Hy-Vee. I know they lost. It stinks, but you're going to save 28 cents per gallon, and that's a big way to get your day started right now. So get on into Hy-Vee, spend $28 on groceries. You'll get 28 cents per gallon off of gas. You do the math. That's like a $6 savings if you do 20 gallons of gas right there. So get in on the Hy-Vee today and take advantage of the amount of points that the Chiefs put up last night. But I think when you start to look, Dusty, you know, at this big picture, you are right. It gets tough, but it is a quick turnaround now. Detroit's not feeling sorry for you, because Detroit got bad news yesterday. And I don't know how many people were truly following what was going on in the rest of the NFL yesterday as we were all getting geeked up and geared up for this game. But cornerback Terrion Arnold is now out indefinitely, and cornerback DJ Reed is out indefinitely as well. And so you look at, it's not who you play, it's when you play them. And I'm not sitting here saying, oh, the Detroit Lions have, you know, two of their biggest players injured. It should be a cakewalk. But Dusty, that's something you need to take advantage of if you are the Chiefs right now. The two best defensive backs for the Detroit Lions are not playing in this game on Sunday night. That should be a mismatch waiting to be exploited, waiting to be exposed, waiting to be taken advantage of on Sunday night. And so while we're going to be licking our wounds most of the day for this, they're already at the Arrowhead practice facility getting ready for this game. Hopefully they're auditioning kickers, and they're auditioning somebody to replace that Jack Cochran guy as well.
Yeah, I mean, all in all, in the whole front of the game last night, the second half, the offense, I mean, the offensive line, maybe the one thing you can take away from this game is we got the information last night right at the start of the game that Josh Simmons was battling an illness.
Right.
And then that young kid went out there and played.
But that whole offensive line last night was great.
They were fine. And the running game was fine.
Yep.
You know, the when they were on the, 3-yard line, you saw Kareem Hunt just take it for about 30 yards right there. That was good to see. But again, 13 penalties for 103 yards. And, you know, that's one where I'm not a huge fan of, you know, the closed door meetings.
Right.
But, you know, it's moving on to week 6 and you have a juggernaut in Detroit coming to town. There needs to be a gut check moment, a moment mm-hmm. where you look at yourselves in the mirror and say, hey, let's get back to what we have, because your two wins are not as much as your three losses. In that game last night, a lot of vibes of that AFC Championship loss to the Cincinnati Bengals, a lot of mistakes, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of guys kind of showing their ass at the end of the game. And you look at this game now and you look at where Jacksonville was, they didn't quit, they didn't run away, they didn't get scared. And that is, to me, one of the bigger eye-opening things of this game, is that we are starting to see teams not worry. They don't care. They're not. Yeah, you're the Chiefs. And what we've always seen in the past with this dynasty run was that the Chiefs normally would win games like this. Yep. Now they're losing games.
They're 0-3 in one score games this year. They were 11-0. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. But you know what? When you win one score games and you lose one score games, the difference is discipline, focus, and doing the little things. All things that the Chiefs did not do well last night. It's really a remarkable game, though, Dusty, when you look at it, because as I was telling you in break, the play was really good. Like, I thought they played really good. I thought offensively they were really good last night. I thought defensively they played good last night. They just kept shooting themselves in the foot and going out there and committing penalties. And you've said it a couple of times today about the way that they kind of handled that loss last night. This is not a team that handles losing well. And most people will go, oh, yeah, I agree with that. But it's the opposite of that. They handle losing an adversity at times like a kid would handle adversity. You know, the kids get hangry, or an adult, and you go to the center of the room and you scream and you yell. That's kind of what's going on. They don't know how to handle the adverse situations at time, Dusty, because quite honestly, for the majority of them, they've never been in these situations, right? You've never been in a situation where you've had to fight back. You've never been into a situation where it really hasn't come easy for you. And this is the first time that we're truly seeing that for an extended period of time, where things aren't coming easy for these guys. And instead of going out there and figuring it out, Chris Jones is standing there watching Trevor Lawrence lie on the ground, or Butker's kicking the ball out of bounds. And you're thinking to yourself, man, you guys have not been in these situations much, which has been great. It's been awesome. But you have to know how to handle these situations when you get into it. They're great winners. When they lose games and they're put in tough situations, they got to be better. They've got to be better in those situations.
I think if you dissect this game down, you know, obviously you could spend 4 hours going through the entire phase of the game.
Mm-hmm.
The special teams was terrible.
Yeah, awful. There's no other superlative.
That's one of the worst defensive performances we've seen from this Kansas City Chiefs team. Just chunk yardage for chunk yardage. I mean, you literally didn't let ETN run.
No.
You let Trevor Lawrence run.
Right.
There's no spy in this game. Where is that at in this game?
Well, maybe they didn't feel like they needed one in this game. I don't know. Sheesh.
I mean, I could have told you they needed one after Trevor Lawrence kept running it right up your ass.
Yeah, you got to change.
Long.
Yeah.
And then, like,
where was 95 on that?
I don't know.
He was credited with a half a tackle.
Well, that's good.
C-Dot tweeted last night he had the best view in the house, guys.
Yeah, he did.
Hanging out, enjoying the action.
Yeah.
I mean, just lollygagging, man. And, you know, the thing that I think is eye-opening is, so people ask the question, which they'll ask all day, like, is this Chiefs team, you know, are they down bad? Are they realizing that they're not the same? You'd like to say no because of the history and everything like that. But when you watch stuff like that, like a kickoff after you've scored a touchdown to go up four with
1:48 to go,
and your kicker kicks it out of bounds at the 40-yard line, what are you doing? Like, even if you just kick it out of the back of the end zone, 30-yard line or 35-yard line, whatever it is. And they didn't do that. The last play of the game summed it up, right? Not the last play of the game, but the last defensive play of the game, when Trevor Lawrence is literally laying there after he gets stepped on by his, you know, guard, and lays there, pops up, and then runs in after being on the ground. Even if you stop him, you're still adding pressure to them by having to make another play. And everything that went your way in the first half completely went away in the second half. And I think another thing that is an eye-opening realization is that this team does not handle themselves when they are losing or it doesn't go their way.
Right.
And that's got to change. The message has to change. You have to be more mature in these situations, because that was a Jacksonville team that, when we went into this game, we said, well, they're 3-1, but who have they beat? Who are the quarterbacks they played? Well, to a lot of people's opinion, they played the best quarterback in the league last night, and they won.
And they won.
And they picked off the best quarterback in the league and took it for 6 points the other way. That was a huge swing. That's a 14-point swing right there in the game. The interception that drops, that could be a 10-point swing. That could be a 6-point swing. It does not matter. So when you get shut out in the third quarter, 14-0,
yep,
and you can't come back from that because you're pissing and moaning and crying and bitching and complaining about things not going your way, suck it up, man up, go be the team that's been to the promised land so many times. You didn't see that last
night. No, you didn't. You saw Jacksonville handle adversity much better than you saw the Kansas City Chiefs handle adversity last night. And that really is, you know, unacceptable. I'll use the kid analogy again. Jacksonville was the two-year-old child last night. The Chiefs are the teenager. They've been there before. They're the studs of the school and all this kind of stuff. The younger kids handled adversity much better than the guys who had been there before, the guys who had done this before, because Jacksonville was down 14-0. I even sent you the game over text after the Patrick Mahomes thing. You said to me, all right, this is looking pretty good. I felt the same way. And then all of a sudden it started to unravel and spiral, you know, away from us at that point in time, because Jacksonville handled the situation better than what the Kansas City Chiefs did. Jacksonville acted like the team that was the 18-time defending American League or AFC champion and, you know, Super Bowl appearances and all of this kind of stuff. Jacksonville played with the mental capacity last night of a Super Bowl winner. The Chiefs did not do that. If the Chiefs did that, they would have won the game. They're showing another play up here. This double team block by Remigio that cost them in the game last night. Those three big special teams penalties last night, that's upstairs. That's mental. You've got to use your noggin and know that you can't do that kind of stuff. And so I'm hoping, Dusty, when we look back at this game, this was the Tennessee game. This was the Raider game. This was the game that pissed off Bob Fesco. And so you know it's bad, because I can always find the bright spot and go, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. And it still may very well be. We're only 5 games into this season. But last night needs to be the wake-up call that we've all been waiting for probably since the Super Bowl. That's the game that you need to look in the mirror and go, I got to get my head out. I got to play better. I got to do more. That's the game where Chris Jones needs to look in the mirror and say, how do you want your legacy to be finished here in Kansas City? Standing around or making plays? Because that last play, if you hear what Trevor Lawrence said after the game, he goes, I didn't know what to do in that situation. I'm lying on the ground. I was hoping to just get back up and throw it out of the back of the end zone, and then I ran it in. Did you see how long that took? Usually in the NFL, you got about 3 seconds back there when you're standing up. This gentleman was lying on the ground like a turtle, had the amount of time, the thought process necessary to think about throwing it out of the back of the end zone, then realized 95 is watching the play, and he just ran right by him for a touchdown.
And in there, he fell a second time to the ground.
That's right.
He literally fell, got up, and then did those things that you talked about.
That's right.
It was like super slow motion. It felt like 15, 20. I know it wasn't that long, but absolutely crazy. It felt a lot like that Andrew Luck touchdown in the wild card game where he fumbled the ball, bounced back to him, and it's just like, what is going on?
And the other thing is you touch him down there. That may be the last play of the game. They may lose that game, and it goes back to like that Raider game last year where they won it when the Raiders made a huge mistake at the end. You had that opportunity, and you blew it. And for all intents and purposes, it's Chris Jones who didn't do what he needed to do on the last play of that game.
Well, you know what time it is, Nathan? 6:30. Time to check into the library.
I'm going to be a little quiet now. I'm going to relax a little bit.
I have a feeling that today is going to be one of the most pissed off, annoyed library sessions there is.
But have fun with it.
You know, that's what I'm going to do, because I don't give a rip. If you think this segment sucks, you can kiss my librarian ass. We start off.
Sometimes librarians are hot.
I'm going to need you to calm down here. I need you to use those library voices. Which book is closer to the end? The Harrison Butker book or the Chris Jones book?
I'd be auditioning kickers today. He's lost it. And so I will say the Harrison Butker book is closer to the end than Chris Jones.
You're losing your library voice.
I know. Just like the Chiefs lost their game.
I'm so sick, I have a medicine ball.
Mm-hmm.
The throat goat is bad.
Did not have dead money on the cap next season, it might be the end of him, like today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's today. Yeah, sad story is coming to an end. What's a better feel-good story in the NFL this year? Baker Mayfield or Drake May?
If you would have asked this question 2 or 3 days ago, I would have said Baker. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say Drake May. And the reason why is because North Carolina is now Bill Belichick telling them not to tweet about this guy. So I am now rooting for Drake May to go out there and dominate just to embarrass Bill Belichick.
Nathan, better feel-good story this year, Baker Mayfield or Drake May?
Four game-winning drives, four game-winning scores for Baker Mayfield.
That's right.
In 5 weeks.
That's right. We move on to a better leader story. This one's tough. Story of a new leader. Mike Vrabel or Liam Cohen? That's right.
Yeah, I'm still going Vrabel. It's only five games for him. Liam Cohen, done a great job. His halftime interview I thought was really good. And you could tell he was not concerned at all about his team at halftime. Felt pretty good about it. But Vrabel has won in Tennessee, and he's turned around this New England franchise overnight. So I'm going to go with Mike Vrabel. I think he's a great leader.
Nathan. I think Vrabel's a great leader, but I don't know how you couldn't start talking about Liam Cohen after last night.
Mm-hmm.
The story was they haven't played anybody.
Mm.
It was a neutral turnover. I mean, they've lived off of those things against bad quarterbacks. Last night, they went toe-to-toe, came out ahead.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, when you close the Liam Cohen book, it has a little tab that you pull, and it just goes,
Duval!
Whoa, 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 whoa. Liam,
I like those books that talk to you.
I just like books with pictures.
Yeah.
We go to the bigger surprise story of the year with this novel. The Chiefs so far, or the Ravens so far?
It's the Ravens.
A lot of surprises on this Chiefs team.
A lot of surprises, but I mean, the Ravens are bad.
I did a radio interview yesterday with these guys that are based out of Baltimore.
Oh.
They think John Harbaugh's going to get fired.
I told you that yesterday. Yeah.
Yep. He said, I think it's over for John.
I do too. And some team will hire him, the Giants, and he will go there and turn Jackson Dart into a really good quarterback.
Bigger surprise story, Chiefs season so far or the Ravens' downfall?
I think the Ravens' downfall, because of the implications beyond the season it could have, like Harbaugh or some of the other guys on that team.
Chiefs are pretty healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens are pretty dissipated.
That's why it beat the disappointment, because of all the injuries, you know.
We move on to a sadder story. John Harbaugh in Baltimore is the head coach, or Mike McDaniel over there in Miami, who just doesn't know when he's getting executed.
Yeah, that story for me is Mike McDaniel, because John Harbaugh will have a job before he's fired in Baltimore, just like Andy Reid in Philadelphia and Kansas City. I don't know what Mike McDaniel's going to do if he gets fired from Miami. Like, he may be done in the NFL. I don't mean just as a head coach. I mean as, like, what has he done? The Shea, he should be the offensive coordinator for Cleveland or someplace like that.
Quiet.
So Mike McDaniel, because he may have to find a new career.
Well, I think some team is going to get a great offensive coordinator. But McDaniel is sad. His quarterback is sad. Walking into the tunnel, he was sad. His press conference was sad. Mike McDaniel.
It's a pretty sad story.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Satter. How about a story that you could say is officially over? The book is closed. Geno Smith, Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry, because he's a running back. People will always give a quarterback an opportunity. We've seen it in this league. So Derrick Henry for me.
75 million reasons why Geno Smith's story is not over.
It's unbelievable.
Fair, but I'm shocked. I'm shocked at Geno Smith's fall off, especially with a head coach like Pete Carroll.
And Tom Brady.
That's right, Bob. I'm going to go Geno Smith.
All right. That is the library on a Tuesday. Always check it into that place on a Tuesday at 6:30. Check out about 6:40. By the way, for those of you that are wondering why Mike McDaniel was on the sadder stories of the season, this is his press conference yesterday, Sunday.
He was really frustrated at the, he's as I was, and you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers, that was kind of the extent of it.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that was. That edited?
No.
You guys edited that, right, Nathan? You do a great job editing sound.
Nope.
You put that together, right? You made him sound like that, right?
No, he sounded just like,
hey, well, yo, man.
Play that again. Like, was there a word in that?
He was really frustrated at the, just like he's as I was, and
what
you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers, and
that you you that had kind of the extent of it.
What the hell was that?
You've never seen that video before?
No, I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
I'm talking about the head coach. Mm. That's the man leading an organization in the NFL.
For now.
You wonder why I don't buy most of these guys.
That's right.
Oh, my God. That was classic. I mean, that's epic right there.
Sports Talk on 96.5 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversities, yet forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his... Is that Andy Reid? Stream the new season of Tulsa King. It's on Sundays exclusively on Paramount Plus. Hey, we'll give you a bunch of negatives today because that's what we're about today, but we'll also give you some positives on the other side here from this Chiefs-Jags game. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in it on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it is a Tuesday, baby. You better believe it is a Tuesday.
I mean, there's nothing better to bounce back than a Tuesday session after a Monday night loss
I'll
like that,
you.
Especially when you're up late. So you're going on, you're on fumes.
I am fumes on fumes. Yeah, I am. I am on fumes tonight or today. There's no question. We all are. I mean, we stayed up to watch the game last night, and the morning comes fast, right?
Like you got a Sunday night late one coming up here.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Right, that game's going to go slow.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. There's going to be a lot of throwing.
Yes, sir.
A lot of throwing, especially with all those defensive backs down for Detroit, which is good news for the Chiefs because they need to have an opportunity to go out there and win a game, get back to 3-3. We'll be feeling better about ourselves. They beat the Lions, and then you get Rashee Rice back. And look, this offense again was good. The last two games, last three games, really, two and a half games, they've been really good on offense. I like what they're doing from an offensive standpoint. Mm. They're moving the ball. They're throwing the ball. They're running the ball. Like, they're blocking well. Offensively, I think they've kind of hit their stride. Mahomes threw a bad interception, but you know what? I'm not blaming Mahomes for that. I'm giving Lloyd all the credit in the world for disguising that. And then Trevor Lawrence won the game when, you know, I didn't think Trevor Lawrence had it in him. Yeah, they just showed that pass to Brian Thomas Jr., which we talked about yesterday. Where's he been all year? Comes up with that huge catch, but a great throw by Trevor Lawrence. Like, there was nothing like Watson. That's Watson, right?
Yeah.
That could have done about it. I mean, that ball was placed perfectly.
Watson, yes!
Perfectly for Brian Thomas Jr. And so they still had an opportunity to go win the game. Trevor Lawrence is on the ground. Get him down. Chris, don't stand there and watch him and then delete your Twitter. Did he delete the Twitter account on the field when he was watching Trevor Lawrence, or did he wait till after the game for that?
I think it might have been immediately after. It is gone. Somebody asking, what the hell was that we listened to? Has he been in Dusty's garage?
Is Liam Cohen? Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel. Yeah. And someone says, give him credit. He had a garage session. I think he had multiple.
I mean, I don't know
like
what
we did
that
last
was.
Night because it was, it was pregame session in the garage, halftime. We're feeling pretty good. And then, buddies leave the house, go home, depressed, angry. Mm-hmm. I said, see you guys later as I'm waving.
Yeah.
Have a good night. Yeah, Chiefs lose the game last night. They now fall to 2-3, and it ain't going to get any easier because, Detroit Lions come to town, and that team, I have to admit, is much better than the team you played last night. All credit to the Jags last night, the throw to Brian Thomas Jr. at the end. I was having a little, one of those, you watch sports. I don't know if you guys do this because I'm a nerd, but I was thinking to myself how insane the five-year run at LSU was.
Yeah.
With Burrow, Chase, and Jefferson,
And then 5 years later, maybe not even that long, it was Daniels, Neighbors, Brian Thomas Jr. Like, that's insane to me that those three or those six players within half of a decade, same school.
You know, there are NFL teams, the Chiefs being one of them,
yeah,
that have not had six wide receivers in their entire existence that would live up to those guys and what they did in college. Think about it. You've got Tyreek Hill. I think Xavier Worthy may be in that category. I thought he was very good last night. Maybe Rashi Rice falls into that category. Who else? I mean, when you look at the history, because they've never really had that great wide receiver before, you know? I mean, you go back in the annals of time. I mean, who is it that was out there, right?
And that's the thing last night, too, the Jacksonville Jaguars did is, you know, again, some similarities to the AFC West game or the AFC Championship game they lost to Cincinnati, but kind of a similarity to that Super Bowl loss. Now, the score is different, but you went into this game thinking about Travis Etienne, and Brian Thomas Jr., for those of you that love fantasy football and those of you that love the sport of football have known that Brian Thomas Jr. has not been anywhere on site. In fact,
right, the
number one receiver for the Jaguars was knocked out of the game with a hip injury. And Brian Thomas Jr. showed up, right? He happened to have his best game, kind of like whenever the Chiefs played the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. Saquon Barkley. Jalen Hurts went out there and showed everybody that Devonta Smith and A.J. Brown could be a factor too. And, you know, a positive side that you can take away from this game last night, the offensive line was really good.
Really good last night, man. And, like, they found their groove right now.
And unfortunately, it's overshadowed because of the disappointing loss and what had happened. We saw Breshard Smith be good.
Oh, my
right?
God. He's going to be good for 4 years, and then we'll move on from him,
right,
too. But he's emerging, guys.
They seemed like they were in the driver's seat, the first two drives on the offensive side of the ball. Mahomes ran that ball in, did the whole classic dusted off in the Maloney flex that he stole from Rob Maloney.
Mm-hmm. You mean Hunter Maloney?
Yeah, Hunter Maloney.
Yeah, Hunter
right,
Maloney. Yep.
Who just reminded me that today is National Taco Day.
Oh, on Tuesday, huh?
Yeah,
it's also, maybe that's why LeBron's making a big announcement today. Maybe he's announcing Taco Tuesday stuff today. Nobody thought about that.
We know what that announcement is, right? October 7th is the day, right?
Yeah, today's the day. Yeah.
He's retiring.
Yeah, it's got to be, right? He wants a farewell speech.
So?
You don't think so? Is it too easy to say that he's retiring? Is he going to announce Space Jam 3? Or is he going to announce that he's going to play in place of Chris Jones on the defensive line and actually like make a play?
I'm sending my son to South Beach.
Speculation online is that it's got to do with Amazon because of their partnership.
And some
big Amazon thing.
And today's Prime Day, or is that tomorrow? Is that tomorrow and Thursday?
Yeah.
Today is.
I'd be disappointed just based on my childhood if he calls this the decision too. Like, the decision was a big, big deal.
In
sports.
Oh, God,
so,
yeah.
But I also think he's still playing at a little bit too high of a level to call it quits right now, unless he's just done. You know, mentally wants to be a dad, wants to you know, do
Travis
something else.
Oh, LeBron.
I'm still talking about LeBron. Okay. Yeah.
Could Chris apply Jones, to
a,
you
a
said?
Few people, yeah. A few people, I suppose.
You said Harrison Butker?
Harrison Butker, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jack Cochran?
Let me ask you
something. Jack Cochran, nobody knew who that guy was until last night. And he's probably
famous backup linebacker.
The first penalty. Yeah, don't tell Mitch you never heard of Jack
That's
Cochran.
You're
before.
Right. I was being facetious about that. But what was the last time we saw anything Jack Cochran did except last night with those two penalties?
And that first penalty I didn't think was entirely a fair call. I think it was a little weak. But then to come on the sideline, throw the fit, go out there, do it again, back on the sideline, another fit. Terrible look.
Right.
Terrible look.
Yeah, I don't understand why we throw fits on the sidelines like this. Like, you know, that's got to stop, too. Like, it's one thing, but you know what? These are your veteran leaders. When you see Travis Kelce and Chris Jones do this kind of stuff on the sidelines, it probably sends a message that this is acceptable and this is okay. And that's the adversity that we're talking about with this team, right? They don't handle adversity well at all right now, and they have it. They've never had to deal with it. And when you have Jack Cochran throwing his helmet on the sidelines, we got to put a stop to that. You can't do that. You're Jack Cochran. You're not Travis Kelce. You're not Patrick Mahomes. You're not Chris Jones. You're not Tyrann Mathieu at the time. You're Jack Cochran. Who are you throwing your helmet at?
The reason that you don't know who he is a good thing.
Yeah.
The reason
yeah.
now you know who he is
a bad
is a bad thing.
Thing. Yeah, it's a terrible thing, right?
A stat from ESPN Insights, the Chiefs had won 23 straight games, including playoffs, when leading by 14 points.
Mm-hmm.
That streak ended last night.
Well, that's over. Yeah.
Yep.
That is definitely done.
So let me ask you something real quick before we go to break. Mm-hmm. If you guys were the head coach of this team, Are you having a all-team meeting? Is this a is that too much of a panic? Because
yes,
I think there's a lot of panic today, and I think it's duly merited,
right?
Because you're seeing uncharacteristic things from guys that don't normally do this. But I feel like, is this the time? Because you do have the fear of going to 2-4.
That's right.
After Sunday night with a game that you should win to get to 3-4, and then back to back bangers of Washington and the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason where I would say no is because it is a short week. Like, do we have time for this week, or we just need to get focused on the
matter.
Lions, right? Like, I think it's like you got to focus on the Lions. You got to get set for the Lions. But there is also time to sit down and review this stuff and let these guys know this is it, man. Like, we're not tolerating this kind of play anymore. You're a great football team. I still think the best in the NFL. But when you commit 13 penalties, you can't be the best team in the NFL. That's the stuff that, like, the little stuff, it needs to be cleaned up. Like, they're not far away. That's the good news here, right? Like, you look at this team, they're not missing a quarterback. They're not missing, you know, a wide receiver. They're not missing something that they can't go out and get and fix. What they're missing right now, what they're not doing right now, are those little things. And you know what, Dusty? They've never had to do little things before because they always took care of business and blew everybody out. Now they got to focus on the little things, and we're seeing that may not be their biggest strength. And so they need to get back to focusing on the little things and not doing the nonsensical stuff that kills them, that hurts them, that forces them to lose games.
Duval.
I'm saying no because it would be too big of a deviation between from Andy Reid and upper coaching staff's normal MO. If this team, if you're worried about their ability to handle adversity and go through these tough times, I'm not sure then breaking away from your mold, this team would react well to it. And then also on the same coin of, if, hey, if outside of Patrick Mahomes, if your other Hall of Famers are emotionally volatile, or in the case of your Hall of Fame kicker has lost it, are you going to just like magically wave a wand and fix those personality traits or those performance traits by yelling and screaming? I don't think so.
Yeah.
And so I think the predominant reason being this, not who Andy Reid is, I don't think this team would react very well to it either.
I think he has to have the same message that he did when they were 1-5 back in 2015. And then they won 10 in a row. Hey guys, we got this. We're not far away. We got this. That needs to be the message. I think it worked with a much lesser talented team back in 2015. This is an extremely talented team. This is where leadership shines. This is Andy Reid's team from here on out. Let's see what he does with these guys and how he puts them in that position to win some football games.
Duval.
That guy. That guy. Coming up in a little bit, we will get to a couple guys that will join the show. Josh Briscoe at 9 o'clock and Danon Hughes coming up at about 7:15. Kind of want to see where his mind is when it comes to this game as well. But that game last night felt a lot like a game that we'd seen before. How you go further and forward, we'll find out here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.